So let us move on to item 4, which is on the proposed Animal Welfare Center for the Society for Prevention of... Oh, okay, of cruelty to animals at Zhang Fai Road, Qingyi. We have the paper number TFK-03-2012. I would like to welcome the following representatives to the meetings. Okay, all right. Okay, so from the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Mr. Sandy McAllister, and from Taco Planning Consultants, Mr. Chen Tet Choi, Mr. Daniel Wai, from Barry Ho Architecture Interiors Limited, Ms. NG P, from Landis Limited, Landis is not here, right? Okay. And then from Environ Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Tong Lee Zhang. All right. So may I now invite member to declare interest on this item, if any? Okay. There's no interest being declared. This item is on the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. It proposes to develop an animal welfare center at Qingyi. And the proponent has prepared a proposal seeking the task force preliminary reviews. May I now invite the representative to make a presentation of within 10 minutes? So, Sandy, would you be making the presentation?
Hi, Chair Lady. I will make a brief introduction and then followed by Sandy to talk about the center, the requirement for the center, and then Angie, the architect, will present the design. Okay. Firstly, the site. SPCA has a long discussion with the planning department and the lands department, and finally they have been offered this site for the new center. The site is in Qingyi, as indicated on the plan, the OSRP. It's next to the harbor, but next to a cargo handling area, in fact. At the back is a slope. It's a well-vegetated slope. On the left-hand side is the left side is a flyover. The site is GIC, but the Animal Welfare Center will require a Section 16 application. So we are, if the Commission endorse or agree to our proposal, or then we will submit the application to the Town Planning Board for approval. We try our best to make the project compatible with the general environment by putting the site to a provincial 1.4 and the building height of 3 stories, and the design has been well put to the local environment. The paper already give a very detailed account of the merits of the UN proposal. I don't want to put into too much details. So I better ask Mr. Sandy Malaska, the Manager Director of the SPCA, to make a brief presentation about the requirement for the center. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ted, and thank you, everybody. The SPCA is the oldest animal welfare organization in Asia. We were registered in 1921. We started about 1913. We're also the largest in the region. We have 200 full-time staff, and we have up to 600 volunteers. Our headquarters is in Wan Chai, in Wan Sing Street, and this building, which was opened in 1995, gives an idea of the breadth of services to the public and community that we offer. We have a number of centres. We have almost 8 in total, reaching from Sai Kung, Mui Wor, Chang Chau, some of them very small, Wong Kok. And we have our oldest centre in Kowloon in Princess Margaret Road. We don't have a centre in the NT at all, but over 50% of our work is in the NT. And with animal population increasing so much in Hong Kong, that is growing substantially. In the Kowloon Centre is based our inspectorate, among other things. We have adoption there, we keep a lot of animals in there, we have surgeries, but we do have an inspectorate based there. And as I'll show you their workload in a minute, but they travel from there and cover the whole of Hong Kong. 54% of their work is in the New Territories. So they travel from Kowloon up to the New Territories, Yuen Long, Fun Lang, on a daily basis and back again. We've searched for a site in the NT for a very long time. We need something which will serve the community. We're very much a community-based organization, and we need something that will address the unwanted supply of animals. That's something we do a lot with, and we need something for the future. We even train mainland Chinese vets, for instance, and this is the type of thing which is growing all the time. But also people's responsibility, responsible pet ownership in the community, and we've always been looking for a centre where we can invite the community in and they can learn about how to behave responsibly with animals, and especially in the fields of humane education with the younger people. I think in your paper there it says we handle over 5,000 animals a year. That's only the inspectorate. We handle many, many thousands more than that. But our inspectorate's a good example in that they receive over 40,000 calls per year. They collect and find 6,000 animals a year. On average, they rescue approximately nearly 5 a day. And investigate cruelty of usually average out to about 1 per day. We run many, many varied programs. Although we're animal welfare, one of the things we are concerned in Hong Kong is the problem of unwanted populations. We run very big cat programs to reduce the populations of cats through holistic means, through desexing. And although we do 36,000 cats since we started this program alone, it's many thousands, many hundreds of thousands of unwanted cats have been avoided in this way and prevented. The same with dogs. We have a large mobile surgery and a clinic which goes out every day from Hong Kong side up into the NT to desex, and just through that clinic alone, as many hundreds of thousands of unwanted dogs have been prevented. Just to give you an idea of our relationship with government, we work very closely with government. Their numbers just for stray and surrendered animals are in blue. Ours are in the pink there. Theirs have declined, but ours have stayed the same. We roughly handle about 60% of all the animals that government do. As I said, we're very community-based. Humane education is a huge part of our operation. This would be a very big part of the Tsing Yi site if it was approved, and it would involve a lot of education centres and school visits like we do now. Over 21,000 children a year visit us. we, if I can just flash back, as I say, we've searched for a very long time. The Tsing-Yi site to us is the most perfect we've found. We've looked at so many and failed on so many. It's interesting to see our Kowloon site, how close it is to Oymyan Estate. We have never received one complaint, animal or noise related, from anyone in Oymyan, nor do we in our many centres which are in even residential blocks. The Tsing-Yi site for us is a wonderful, noisy site with containers and traffic and flyovers, beautifully situated. We can access the whole of the NT from there very quickly. And also back to the Kowloon and back to Hong Kong. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So may I now invite members to give comments? Why?
Thank you. I would like to briefly introduce the architecture of the project first.
I'm sorry, don't mind. You haven't finished your presentation?
Yes, no.
All right, thank you. Please continue.
Okay. Let me introduce through a few computer renderings and a few plans to show how we designed this building based on SPCA's requirements and the site setting. As you've seen from this rendering, there's a panoramic view of the sea, which is a very nice site. At the back, it's a 20 meters high slope. And the building is set only 13.1 meters, so it's much lower than the slope. In this rendering, we can see there's a flyover right next to the site, but we have deliberately set back the building for 10 meters so that the noise from the traffic would not obstruct the animals, or cause nuisance to the animals or the human beings inside working in the center. As you see, there's a line of trees along the pavement right now, and we have deliberately set back our building for 1.5 meters so that the canopy of the trees can grow freely at that location and won't be obstructed if we build our building right next to the boundary line. We're not only concerned about the welfare of the animals, but concerned about the welfare of the landscaping as well, of the trees existing at site. We have designed the building in a very humble, smart-looking gesture, but it's also functional and according to the SPCA's requirements. I'm not going to go through all the figures here yet, but we'll go through the planning of the building. This is a long site of more than 150 meters long, and we have arranged three entrances. One for the major staff and visitors entrance, one's the car park and loading entrance, and another is a boarding entrance, which is required under the licensing requirements. Other areas not covered will be landscaped for, say, training of the animals and things like that. This would be this first floor plan. We have deliberately introduced a very transparent ramp circulation in the building, which the animals and the human beings, the activities and the relationship are seen through all different functions of the building. And at the entrance, we actually have a skylight over the main nodal point of the building so that they can reorientate themselves clearly. And first floor is also some loading and unloading bay facilities for the inspectorates. In the second floor is mostly boarding and training and some learning centers and the admin office of the SPCA. And all the functions are used, the adjacency of the use, the sizes are all, we have gone through all in details with SPCA, and that's what they require and they really need for this center. The roof would be a landscape roof, also can be for training and for the animals. And it will be landscaped, and there's a skylight that I just mentioned for the nodal point, the center point of the building. As you can see in this section, it's very obvious that this part is the harbor, and this part is a 20 meters high slope that I've mentioned. Our building is set in between the slope and the harbor, and it's only 13 meters. All other highways networks and residential areas are at the top of the slope, so that other people's views are not would not be obstructed by our building. So it's a deliberate way. Of course, actually, SPCA would like to have more space, but considering the site and the siting and things like that, we'll go for the three stories version. This is the elevation that I mentioned. Is clean, simple, smart, and functional. Very clear, and would not cause any viewing from the harbor. I think it could set into the slope behind it. That's it for the architectural design. Thank you.
Finish.
Yes.
Yeah. We finished our presentation already.
Okay, thank you. And sorry, Angie, for disrupting the presentation. I'm not sure how many presenters will there be. So thank you very much for the presentation. May I now really invite members to give comment and why?
Thank you, Chair. Well, I just want to clarify that the use of the Animal Welfare Center is not regarded as social welfare, GIC facilities. Why? Is it the reason that you need to go to the town planning board?
Yes, it is in the column 2, specifically in the NOOCs, schedule of NOOCs. Is the animal welfare center is basically on the second column.
Other questions or comments? Paul?
Yeah. Well, ideally, this location would have been used for government offices, and you would have gotten Tamar. But to be a community service organization, you should be in the center and close to people, rather than be stuck at the back of a container terminal. But you're happy with the site, so I think we should applaud this as a committee. But I hear that SPCA wants more volume on that site, and knowing that it's so difficult for an organization like SPCA to get any site in Hong Kong. And looking at the topography of this site, I don't see that there will be any problem for us to not support additional height. But we have to have a closer look at the topography of the roads, the slope, and knowing that it's so difficult for them to find any site, why don't we give them more height here? If we already have a site which is behind a container terminal, behind a road, can't get anybody any noise, why don't we give them as much as we could possibly give them, rather than what I look here, I see that it actually there is the building is quite low, below the top of the slope, but it's below the top of the road, below the road. So I think there is room for an increase without impacting any residents, without any impacting anybody. So I would give some positive consideration to the comment made by SPCA that they need more rather than less. That would be one suggestion that I would have. As they do good work, and I must declare my interest here. I got four dogs.
And they're all Rottweilers, Paul. Then dogs.
Three of them I rescued out of SPCA. So and I regularly spend my money at SPCA in Wanshai, which is horrible to get through these days with my car. But that brings me to another point. An SPCA type of organization is a community organization. And of course, this location is very awkward to get to. People have to take a car or a taxi. It's not easy to get to. So how could we improve that as Harbourfront Commission? Is there any way we can improve the pedestrian linkage from Tsing Yi, so at least the Tsing Yi community could walk to this facility and get in there? If there's any way we can look into how to improve that. And the third is that, my third point and final point, Chair, is that it's a very important the ability for people, volunteers and dog walkers like myself, to go to SPCA and, if you want to rescue a dog, you want to see if the dog is comfortable with you, to take it out for a walk. Now, in Wanshai, it was fantastic. You could go there and you could take it to the dog park. It was the most brilliant situation for an SPCA. You could go there, get your dog, walk around with other dogs and see how you can interact with the dog before you decide to adopt it or not. Now, they've lost that. If I look at this side, it would be great if there is a possibility for them also to walk their dog. So I'm not sure whether you have a trails on the slopes behind you or whether there's any areas where you can take dogs, and whether the LCSD, if you're going to make connectivity to Tsing Yi, can allow dogs to be walked over the promenade. Because, you know, promenades are footpaths along our waterfront rather than parks. And for people not to be able to walk their dogs along the promenade, I think it's a sad situation in Hong Kong. If you're going to end up with every promenade along in Hong Kong, Ma On Shan, Victoria Harbour, 76 kilometres, Tsing Yi, Up Lei Chow, every Aberdeen waterfront, every waterfront in Hong Kong currently, stops you from bringing a dog when you have to walk, when you want to walk along the water. I mean, it's just an incredibly impossible situation, which I think is a disaster we have to curb. By calling our waterfronts open spaces, giving them to the LCSD, put them on the pleasure ground ordinance, stopping people walking dogs. It's just continued. In the end, the entire waterfront of Hong Kong, everywhere, is going to be without dogs. Pak Shek Kok, Science Park, you cannot walk with your dogs on the waterfront. I mean, it's a disaster, and we continue that. We have to stop this. And if we're going to put SPCA so close to the waterfront in Tsing Yi, can we make it possible for people from Tsing Yi to walk with their dogs over the open space to the SPCA centre? And then I think we do everybody a really good job. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your comment, Paul. Let us gather some questions before we ask the team to respond. Peter?
All right. Right. Thank you, Paul. I don't have a dog. I love dogs. Anybody walking around mid-levels where I live in the morning would actually think that dogs are owned by the Filipino section of the community, actually. And it's the fact that we have so many dogs in Hong Kong, and so many of them suffer or are neglected for one reason or another, that we actually have to have animal welfare centres, which of course we all support and promote. My first question is that you say you've been looking for a site for a long time, which again I can't understand, because there are sites all over Hong Kong in the urban area and elsewhere that technically should be available but never seem to be. So why we end up with a large site like this on Tsing Yi, I'm just a little bit doubtful about. On page 10, we have similar cases of GIC development adjacent to harbourfront areas. You know, that's just what the committee is here for, because there is too many GIC sites adjacent to our harbourfront areas. I can't say anything apart from the fact that I don't think it's the most suitable of sites, actually, as we are from the Harbourfront Commission, and we are trying to make the harbourfront as user-friendly for everybody as possible. I don't necessarily reflect Paul's views. I think there are dog walking areas. There's nothing wrong at all with people taking dogs and walking them along promenades, and I regularly go to the Sai Kung waterfront, where every weekend there are hundreds of dogs walking up and down. But my basic question is, you know, wouldn't it be possible really to locate a facility like this under a flyover? Now, I don't think noise is an issue. I know there are animal welfare facilities in London that have facilities under flyovers. The noise problem might in fact be more severe in an adjacent area than it would directly under the flyover. Putting buildings under flyovers is something that's coming into Hong Kong. We even have a government office in Kowloon East being located underneath a flyover. And there are flyovers very, very, very near here. So it's a question really that I throw back to you. There may be a good reason. I can't see from looking at the other examples you've given why window space and having a great view of the harbour is an essential to this sort of facility. So I would certainly support the facility, but I would put a question mark over how we've gone about identifying this particular site.
Okay. Leslie?
Thank you, Chairman. I don't have a dog, but I love dogs and I wish I had one. I support building a new facility like this in principle, but as well, we are the Harbourfront Commission, and naturally I'm thinking about the minimizing the impact or the beauty of the harbourfront in any way we could do. Now, looking at the, for example, the landscape proposal, that's left a setback, but there's only 1.5 meter of setback for trees. And I would be wondering if instead of moving the building to the front end, are there any possibilities of selling it back to the back and maybe even tucking some of the building into the slope of the building, or the slope at the back, which will mean that then you have a lot more open space in the front where we could have a much better, denser landscaped area, which at the far end, far view, would really minimize the impact. But it also would be a very nice pet park, so to speak.
So, thank you. May I now invite the team to respond before we have the second round of questions?
Yes. firstly, about the pedestrian circulation. In fact, there are a lot of changes in the adjacent areas, and some of the development, the industrial building are turning into other type of uses. And in the detailed design, we hope we still have the time to discuss with the planning department to look into whether we can improve the pedestrian circulation around the site. And in fact, there is a slope at the back of the site which has a staircase connected to the upper part of the slope. And we may be looking at whether there is a possibility that the housing estate tenants can walk through the slope down to our site. Then we can open up entrance for them to facilitate the access to the center. That may be an improvement to the existing situation. In fact, we have recently we consulted the local council members. Many of the local people were very excited that they know that SPCA is building a center there, because there are many people raising dogs in the housing estates. They are really excited that they would like us to build it faster. So about the location of the site and the search for the site, we know is difficult to search for a better site. But this site, I think, because it's flat, is facilitate the design of the center. So it has direct access to the new territory because of the flyover system there. That is one of the major reasons that the SPCA select the site, because of very direct access to the new territories, to the other center in the new territories. That is, I think, is one of the main reasons for selecting this center. About the building setback, in fact, why we have already setback about 1.5 meter from the edge of the boundary, and so as we can put some greenery around the front of the building. But why we put the building next to the pavement? Because we want to prevent the noise coming from the road, because there are some lorries and trucks along the waterfront road, which sometimes is noisy. So the building has been designed to prevent, to enclose the space at the back, so we have more quiet space at the back of the building. I think that is one of the reasons for the design. Thank you.
Do you have any?
Franklin?
No, just a comment on the flyover. We did look very, very hard at areas under a flyover in the NT, and we put that to Lands also. And this was the one that they finally came back with, which was the closest thing to being under a flyover.
Okay, Franklin.
Thank you, Chair. And I basically agree with Paul and Peter's comment about the importance of the pedestrian network here. And given that it's actually quite isolated for the pedestrians, I think it's good that SCPA takes up this site for their project, because then this relatively inaccessible site would not be put to good use. And judging from the section drawing that they have, I also agree with Paul's comment that, well, it doesn't hurt to have maybe one or two more stories put into that site, because that building still won't be getting higher than the slope, the top of the slope. And I think, well, with some sensible design of the roof elements, so those people are living right across the street, when they look down at the building and they see, well, it's not a tall building, it's actually lower than the slope, and then they have some nice landscape element on the roof, then they won't object that building to have one or two more stories there. And since SPCA is putting community service for the society, I think, I don't know whether they would be bound by some plot ratio restrictions, but then if they are applying for GFA exemptions, or if they are not, even if they are not, then I hope that they do comply with the SPD guidelines published by the buildings department, so that the building would not be detrimental in terms of environmental performance to the community. So that's I would like to know if it would comply with the SPD guidelines.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Franklin. Actually, I also have a question or clarification that I would like to seek from the team, because when we are looking at this from the harbourfront development perspective, it's really important that we can make the site available for public enjoyment. And in your presentation on page 12, you did mention about providing a wide range of education initiatives and activities for the public to enjoy, which I think is very good, because currently SPCA to me is more like people having a pet, want to see the vet, then they go there, and then, or you want to adopt a pet, but rather than educational facilities. So and you also mentioned that this will be open to visitors to the center, but would there be a complex registration system, or only for group visit? Then it might kind of defeat the purpose. And in order to encourage and to make it really a condition, kind of that when you have this development, would there be designated spaces or four areas that you will devote to educational activities as well here, as suggested by your proposal? Right, it's Dilys, and then Frank.
Thank you, Chair. Since one of the objectives of having a new new building for SPCA is actually to facilitate or maybe to enhance the service capacity, and also the proximity to the area where you can serve most of those who are in need of your service. You mentioned in your presentation that Yuen Long and Fan Ling, most of your, you know, over like 54% of your service is made to those people in Yuen Long and Fan Ling. Is there really no site that you can find in those areas? And you know, because as Peter mentioned, and also Paul mentioned about, you know, dog lovers, they like to walk their dogs, and then they need a lot of space. I'm just wondering, you know, if we can find anywhere in like area like Fan Ling that will also help them with more dog lovers walking their dogs there, sending their dogs there to, or you know, even allowing education like primary school students, children to go there to get this education support. This is one thing. And then another thing is, have you also done a research on the most, you know, where in Hong Kong I got the highest population of animals? So that might be a possibility where you can, you know, seek a better site. That's my question.
Thank you, Dilys. Franklin?
Chair, actually this is not a question directed to the project proponents, but in response to Paul's suggestion question about, well, where to walk the dogs or pets there, I think it would be a good opportunity if outside the site, right below the flyover, that we provide a pet garden if there's no better use for that piece of land. So could we request the associative planning to be done to the adjacent areas?
Okay. Okay, Dilys, you want to supplement?
Yeah, I want to supplement. You know, the reason why I asked about the, you know, whether research has been done is, you know, dog, I don't know. Okay, I don't own dogs. So, but then do dog lovers drive their dogs to like, you know, half an hour away and then walk the dogs, you know, under the flyover? I mean, Qingyi is very, you know, do the residents that are they allowed to raise pets? You know, there are a lot of housing estates there. I just know that, you know, some of my friends who like pets, dogs and cats, they just moved to Tongchong. I'm just wondering whether Tongchong is even a better location, you know, with so many pet owners.
So let us hear the response from the team.
Yeah, thanks. No, thank you very much. And Madam Chairman, the question about education, absolutely. I think people get a misconception about us that we are just dogs and cats, and we are pets and we are vets. We're all kinds of animals. A lot of our work's with wildlife in Hong Kong. There's a lot of things we do actually across Asia. But the question about education, that is a huge part of us, and it's a part which we're totally dedicated to, and we believe that to make the change, it's something that we cannot do enough of. Mr. Coxon-Smith just mentioned maids and mid-levels. We run maids courses to teach domestic helpers better animal welfare and better care of animals. That's just one thing, but huge school programs, our humane package is into the schools here, our main humane package is even in the curriculum in many, many provinces in China. Regarding access, I did mention Yuen Long and Fan Ling. I didn't mean that those were the highest areas. We deal with everywhere in the new territories, right across, and to find one place in the NT which is the most convenient is difficult. A lot of our work on the cruelty side, illegal breeding and this type of thing, tends to happen around Yuen Long, but it can happen anywhere. Qingyi is actually enables us to go from Tuen Wan, Tuen Mun, all these areas right across Tsering Soi. It is probably one of the best position places that we've ever found. Dog promenade, do they travel to a dog promenade? In the dog promenade that Mr. Zimmerman mentioned in Wan Chai, with our surveys there, we found people even traveled from the NT there. The amazing thing about dog promenades, when we interviewed people who visit the promenade on Hong Kong side, which is now gone, where you could bring animals, 78%, so nearly 80% said that they had social interaction with other human beings when they visited that park. On Tsim Sha Tsui's side, no dogs allowed. 6% said they ever spoke to another human when they visited the dog park. It has a huge effect, but you know, we are aware, people, and it's good and it's bad, but the population of pets is exploding in Hong Kong. There is a great need to educate people on respecting non-pet owners and the responsibility that goes with pets. And as we see more and more people enjoying their pets, we also see more and more animals in boxes and cages on rooftops and that people simply can't take care of them. So there needs to be a tremendous amount of work done to ensure the growth and companion animals is managed properly. Tongchong, very good site, and we've looked at a lot of sites in Tongchong, but honestly speaking, we have never found anything better than the Qingyi site.
Thank you. I think it's very good that the team has come to the task force at an early stage so that, you know, all these comments can be incorporated into the proposal. Peter, you have a comment to
make?
Well,
just a few more comments. I think in summary, you know, we have a situation where, however, you know, emotionally concerned we are in providing this kind of centre, firstly, it doesn't have to be on the waterfront site. Secondly, there is a significant demand in the NT. Qingyi isn't exactly convenient to Yuen Long, and I agree with Lily there.
one of our objectives, in fact, is to try to dissuade attempts to put GIC uses such as wholesale markets and swimming pool complexes, exactly the comparisons that are drawn on in Table 3 here, away from the waterfront, not to encourage it. And I don't know whether we are being consulted at exactly an early stage. You know, it would have actually been quite good to have been able to comment on this some months ago before detailed architecture was done, to try and maybe redirect it to another site or call into question the fact that a decision seems to have already been made, you know, before we've been consulted. You know, they're the only points I have to make.
Thank you. So I think all these comments are really very helpful to the team, and in particular, I think some of the questions that has been raised here will also be raised by the Town Planning Board. And I think it's really important that this site can be made available to the public for enjoyment. So please be advised to take the comments that you have received today in taking forward the project.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming to the task.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.